Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
I want to bring you this story next, because it's something I've never heard discussed on a radio show, and I'm just wondering how big of a problem it is. Anne-Marie sent us a message yesterday, and in a moment you're going to hear from Anne-Marie, who's having an issue with her 19-year-old son. He has his own car, bought his own car, which is a big deal, by the way, for 19 years of age. Paid for the insurance, the whole lot, and all is not going well. Have a listen to what Anne-Marie says. You should highlight this on your show some afternoon. The harassment, now she has harassment in inverted commas, so I don't mean if she's being sarcastic or not, but the harassment that young drivers get from Gardaí when they are out minding their own business and behaving. My son is 19, never been in trouble, and I'm so proud of him because he saved up from working and bought his own car, insurance, the whole lot. He probably paid about $4,000 for insurance, by the way. That's another day's work. All of his money goes on his car. He doesn't do drink. He doesn't do drugs. When he started driving 6 months ago, he keeps having the same problem, being stopped and pulled by the police. He's been pulled over nearly 10 times. He has had his car searched, the glove compartment searched, the boot searched. If he's out driving with his friends at night, he's constantly being stopped. He'll arrive home, I'll ask him how he got on, and he'll tell me that he was stopped again. Do you not think that this is harassment based on age? Because he's a young man, they assume he's going to be up to no good, which he's not. And by the way, I'm not one of those mothers that thinks my little angel wouldn't do anything, but I know him, and I know the friends he hangs around with, and he's literally driving around doing nothing. Why can he not drive around without being hassled by the guards? Now, if you, that's from Anne-Marie, and thank you very much, Anne-Marie, for contacting us. I know you're listening in work at the moment, and it'd be interesting to get the feedback on this. I want to hear from you, 087-188-0008. If you have a son or daughter who is of that age, 18, 19, 20, up to 22, 23, are they getting harassed when they're out driving? And is there a certain type of car that's more likely to attract the attention? Now, by the way, you should be able to drive any car that you want without getting hassled from the guards or without drawing attention. But unfortunately, or maybe I'm wrong, there are certain cars that will attract attention. But why can a young fellow of 19 not drive around his estate or wherever he's going any given night of the week with his friends in the car without getting hassled? Now, I have to believe Anne-Marie. I have to take her at face value when she says her son is up to no good. I mean, it's not a crime to drive around in an estate or wherever in your car with your mates. That's not against the law. So why are they stopping him? And why are they, you know, searching his glove compartment? I would be very, very annoyed if someone pulled me. If I was driving home this evening and the guard stopped me and checked my glove compartment or under my seat, I don't even know what they'd be looking for. Would it be drugs? Because the only thing you'll find in my car is half-eaten chicken nuggets and vomit from my kids that's still in the carpet. Anyway, I'd love to hear from you. 087-188-0008. Huge reaction to this already. Let me go to Sonia, first of all. Now, Sonia, I mentioned this a moment ago. Is this to do with the type of car he may be driving?
Yes.
Okay.
So my son started driving when he was 17 and he got a Polo.
Okay.
And I wouldn't let him out in that car unless there was a fully qualified driver in his car with him. So he proceeded to get his full license, went out, was fine, no problem. He decided he wanted to buy a new car. He works full time. He goes out to work at 5:30 in the morning, doesn't come home till 7:00. He's a very good kid. He got a new car. From the time he got his new car, he was being pulled left, right and centre.
Now, what car was it?
It's a Golf Orline.
Is that a high performance car? Is it?
It is. It's a high performance car, but it's a sporty car.
So what's it called? Let me look it up. So it's a VW Golf.
It's an Orline Golf.
Orline, okay.
Orline. Yeah.
I've never heard of it, to be honest. Oh, I'm looking at it there. Fair play to him. So he obviously
got a bank loan.
Yeah.
And bought the car.
Beautiful car. Beautiful looking car.
And then it continued and continued and continued. And then me and my husband were 19 years married, went out for a meal. My son rang me in an awful state. He had brought my youngest son, which is 12, out for something to eat. And the police pulled them over. They searched the car inside out, upside down, and searched my 12-year-old son. Asked my son to empty
Sorry,
the
they did
out.
What? They searched your 12-year-old son?
Son emptied his pockets, told him to empty his pockets out onto the bonnet of the car. And my eldest son, which is 19 now, said, what are you looking for? And they said, mind your own business. We've a right to search your car. And we've a right to search you.
Is this in is this in Dublin, by the way?
This is in Nice.
In Nice, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, they kept him on the side of the road for 25 minutes. When he rang me, I was fuming. And I rang Nice police station. And I was talking to a band guard, and she proceeded to tell me there was nothing. And that she couldn't even have a conversation with me on the phone, that the driver is an adult. So I got no satisfaction over her. So
now, don't mention any Garda names, please. I'm sure you won't anyway, but please don't.
No. So I rang the Garda ombudsman the next day.
Just rewind back a start, because I just want to find out what happened. So they pulled him in. He was driving with his younger brother, who's, 12 years of age. They pulled him over. He wasn't speeding or anything at the time. They searched him, according to you, and they searched the 12-year-old as well.
They took him out of the car. They searched it. They took... he had a jacket in the car. Sorry. He had a jacket in the car that he had bought for himself the previous Christmas. And the gift receipt was in the pocket. Now, it's a brand name jacket. It's quite expensive. And they took that back to their police car.
Is it a Canada Goose?
It was a Montclair.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah.
Right? And they kept the jacket for a good 10, 15 minutes, my son said. And they kept saying, why is the gift receipt in the pocket? And Cornelia said,
none of your business.
I paid for it on my card. He said, if you want, I can get your bank statement.
Oh, my God.
To prove that I paid for it. So anyway, long story short, I rang the Garda ombudsman, and they had said to me, were the Gardaí abrupt to them? Did they, you know, physically hurt them? And I said, no. I said, so what do I do? And he said, well, really, you should ring the police station. See what, ask, can you speak to the superintendent, and ask, can you have a meeting with the superintendent to find out why this child keeps getting stopped?
In that incident where they were obviously finally let go after 25 minutes of being...
25 minutes,
so
yes.
they searched the car, they obviously didn't find anything.
They wouldn't.
So your son, you 100% know that your son wouldn't be...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Niall, if he'd done anything wrong, I always wanted to be a guard. But back in my day, you had to be 5'5" and you had to speak Irish, which I had none of the above.
Yeah.
So laws in my house, rules in my house have to be abided by.
No, I get
and
that. Completely.
He'd need the police to come and save him from me.
Okay. So there wasn't a fear. Now, quick question for you that just came in, but I think I know the answer to this. Did the car have a previous owner that might have been a bit dodgy?
I couldn't tell you.
Was it a brand new car?
No, it was a second-hand car, and it was bought from a reputable garage.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that it may have had a dodgy owner beforehand. But
I can't answer that.
Yeah, but regardless of that, your young fella shouldn't have been kept at the side of the road, in my opinion, for 25 minutes. So they finally let him go anyway, and they said...
They finally let him go, and the Garda ombudsman, as I said, advised me to ring the station and ask could I speak to the superintendent. So I rang and I said, I'd like to make an appointment to see the superintendent. And I was effing through, who told you to ring here? You don't ring a police station and ask, can you speak to a superintendent? And I said, okay, well, I'll go back to the Garda ombudsman and tell them that that's not the way it's done. Oh, well, hang on, he said. What's the problem?
And then you
explained
the problem.
So I up and told him the problem. 5 or 6 times he said to me, are you sure there was no smell of weed coming out of the car? And I said, I am positive. There was no smell of weed. Then he proceeded to tell me, well, maybe...
I'm sorry, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Are you 100%...
I'm 100% sure. Niall, my son is 19. He has a fully qualified license to drive a car. He's a fully qualified driver to drive a rigid truck. He has a fully qualified driver to drive an Arctic truck. And last Friday, he passed his HazChem and his ADR.
Listen to you as a mother, and I can hear the hurt in your voice.
God,
by the way, I can hear
that
because forgetting about your eldest son, he's an adult, but your 12-year-old as well.
Yeah,
I just find that
disgusting.
And is he still, has he held on to that car, or is he changing it?
Oh, he still has the car. Yeah, he still has the car.
But is it happening because of the car? Do you think if he was driving, like, I don't know?
Oh, the guard, he told me, the guard I was talking to that day told me to go and sell his car and buy him a little Micra. And I said, why should you be a downfall of your own success?
Yeah.
And buy nice things in life because of a car, this specific car?
Yeah, I mean, he should be, in fairness, he's after working hard for that car. I have to say, I'm looking at the car. I'd love to buy one myself. They're beautiful, looking car. Absolutely. So,
and now he has no respect for the police. So when the police pull him in now, he sticks his license out the window, won't even talk to them.
Yeah.
Because he said, they're pulling the wrong people. But as I said, the guard said that they don't know he's successful and that's the type of car, and to go off and sell the car and buy a Micra.
No, he shouldn't have to buy it. No, he shouldn't.
Didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
No.
In fairness, I wouldn't buy a Micra. And I don't think a 19-year-old wants to buy Mike. Now, I'm playing devil's advocate here. I'm just reading out some of the message. Mags has been on and she says there has to be more to this story for sure.
I'm telling you 110%. There's nothing more to the story. That is the story. And he's insured on, I drive a Land Cruiser and my husband drives a Jeep, and he's insured on them and he gets pulled in them.
Okay, here's another message here. An Auraline Volkswagen Golf is a racing car, says this person. Imam, what was the name of the jacket that he wears?
A Moncler.
I know, I've never heard of it. I know it sounds posh. Anyway, a Moncler jacket is also top of the range. Very few young lads could afford these items, so maybe the guard are presumed that he's up to no good.
No good. Yeah, that's what they told me. But the child is not. He likes nice things. He goes to work at 5:30. He's a truck driver. And like, Niall, can you answer me a question? Do you know many 19-year-olds that go to bed at 4:30 or 5:00 in the morning to go to work?
I think he's absolutely brilliant. I think he should be praised. He's after buying what he wants, and he should be able to drive the car. He should be able to drive the car without the hassle.
And his insurance on his 1.1 Polo was $5,500 for his first insurance, and he paid for it all himself.
So where is it being left now? Where are things being left? Is he still getting hassle? Is it still happening?
He's not getting as much hassle now since I actually was on to the police station.
Yeah.
But he still is getting hassle. And what my fear is, this is the problem in Ireland. The young generation have no respect for the police now. Because the wrong kids are being penalised and pulled. Like every child out there that goes to work likes the nice things in life, wants the nice things in life, and goes to work. They're not on the labour. They're not sponging off the state.
No, he's doing everything the right way.
Yeah.
It is. It's very frustrating. And thank you for sharing your story with me. And by the way, he shouldn't downsize his car because the guards told him to do so. If he's able to afford that car, which he is, and he's out working, there's no way he should. In fairness, I wouldn't get rid of that car if I had it. Carol, thanks, Sonia, very much for your call. Caroline, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Graham, what do you think of Sonia's story? It's very frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, and I can relate to it totally because I have two sons and one of them would have driven a brand new because he saved up for it and got it himself.
But sorry, Caroline, I'm going to get the guys. Sorry, guys, can you get Caroline back, actually, please? Because her line is very hard to hear, if you can get her back there, please. Let me go, and I will come back to you, I promise, Caroline. Let me go to Fiona. How are you, Fiona?
Hiya, how are you?
Ah, that's a much better, that's a better line. Now, you can relate to this as well, yeah?
I can, with regards to my my niece's husband's now. But like over the years, they never drank, they never smoked, they never really went out. Their lives were their cars, and that's what they put their money into. And they were constantly getting stopped, constant. And once they said where they were from, forget about it. They were even harassed more.
And what car are they driving?
I'm going back a few. It was Impreza, was it? Suzuki Impreza, would I be right to say? No, it would have been... It would have been a sporty kind of a car, but the money was put into it. They paid for it. They didn't do anything else. And at the end of the day, if the guard puts the reg plate into the computer, you could see that neither of them had any, fines or anything for road.
No, yeah, of course. Yeah, they can check. They can check that within a couple of minutes. Yeah.
They didn't drink. They didn't smoke. They didn't go out because they didn't really drink. Their lives were their cars. They go everywhere in the cars. They go during the week on the cars, the weekends, during the day when they're off.
Oh, so what age are they?
Well, now they're in the 30s, but back then when they were doing 19, 20.
And it was simply a case of no matter where they drove.
Absolutely, yeah. Constant pulled over. Pulled over for silly little things that there might have been little things, but most things would have been let go. But generally speaking, they said, and actually, like the last driver was saying, the man now is actually a truck driver himself. So that tells you how good of a person he is and the type of job he does. And he's up ridiculous early in the morning and off to provide for himself.
But yeah.
Constant. And the problem that I have is, there are plenty of people out there that are up to no good, and the Gardaí won't go near them because they're too afraid.
So they're picking easy targets.
They're picking on the people they can, because they're just too afraid to pick on.
And I have
the ones they should be picking on.
Yeah, I mean, I was never pulled when I was a young fella, but my first car, it was a Mitsubishi Colt at the time, so there was nothing high performance about that. But I'm wondering, is that what it's down to? Is it down to the type of car that a young person could be driving that is actually attracting the guards?
I think it was the fact that they were young, having their own car. I think it was the area they were from as well.
You see, I can put a Garda hat on at the moment. I'm thinking now, if I was a guard and I see a young fellow of 20 driving by in a car that's worth 30 grand or whatever, the first question is, here, what's he...
It would have been an old car, so it wouldn't have been that expensive.
Yes, but that would... so that wasn't even the case there. They were driving a bit of a banger.
Yeah.
It is. It's very frustrating. And, like... You know, the relationship between young people and the Gardaí, it's never been good, and it's not going to be good when you hear stories like that. Like,
it's going to get worse, because now, don't get me wrong, I think Gardaí are great, and for every bad Gardaí you'll get 100 really, really good ones that will go over above and beyond and are brilliant.
Yep.
But I just think we need to root out the ones that are very backwards, the ones that think that if you're from a particular area or if you drive a particular car, you have to be dodgy. There are plenty of dodgy people there, but...
Oh, completely. Stop going for the easy targets. Thanks very much for your call, Fiona. I know Serena's back on. I'm going to come to you, Serena, because the same thing is happening to your son. If you've just joined us and you're wondering what we're talking about, we're talking about young people, 18, 19, 20, up to 25, who have worked hard, bought a car, are driving around with their friends or maybe on their own at night, and they're being stopped and hassled and even searched in some cases. Just for driving around doing nothing. And it can be quite frustrating. And we're trying to find out if the make a car has anything to do with it. John has been on. He says, the Gardaí are doing their jobs. How many road deaths do you think the Gardaí have seen? They're trying to bring a bit of reality to these boy racers. That's unfair, John, to assume and suggest that just because you are a young driver that you're going to be a boy racer. That image is long gone, John. And in my experience, I've seen motorists in their 40s and 50s being boy racers and speeding a lot more than younger people would. And it would be my take on it that if a young fella, if a 20-year-old is after spending, whatever, 30 grand on a car, and the car is absolutely beautiful, the last thing he's going to want to do is speed it and crash the car. So I think you're being very unfair to young drivers. Some of them just want nice, fancy cars.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I was out driving the night before last with my 19-year-old son in Naas, also significantly. L plates, obviously, on the car. It's my husband's car. It's a BMW. I don't think it's profile in the car. I definitely think it's profile in the age. We got pulled in for no reason other than, in my opinion, the fact that there was L plates on the car when he was doing nothing wrong driving as he's being taught currently at the moment.
Thanks very much for that message. And that's what we are talking about. If there is profiling going on with certain cars that young motorists are driving, if you want to get in on this, 087-188-0008. Now, Serena, you're back on a better line. How are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Now, what do you want to say about this?
No, I have the same situation with my son. Like that, he's 19 years of age as well. Naas Garda station as well. I won't name
names. Oh, God. Okay. Please don't name names now.
No. But the same situation. He had taken his younger brother, which was 13 at the time, to McDonald's. And he was leaving the Monreed Road, where the McDonald's is, up at the Tesco.
I know it well, yep.
Yeah. And he had his friend with him. Now, my son, like that, drives the Golf. He's a hard worker. He's an apprentice electrician. Never brought any trouble to my door. Bought the car out of his inheritance from his grandmother. Kids like Golf at that age. It's the thing to have now. But he drives a 10 Golf. His friend had a Golf as well. Mommy and Daddy bought him a car as well. And they were front and back with each other. He was in front and his friend was behind him. And they were stopped at the roundabout there at the Aldi. and there was a Garda car coming from the Salins Road indicating to go into the Tesco's. And obviously seeing my son in the car and then seeing his friend behind him and thought, these are together. And my son made it halfway down the road towards the hardware store, and with that siren came down and they pulled them in, the two boys in. And the first words out of the guard's mouth was to my son, "Well, do you think you're great in your flash car? Well, I'll get you banned off the road."
Really?
Yes. Right? My son nearly died. My youngest son was in the car. They asked him questions. They shouldn't have questioned him. He's a minor. And they took his license off of him and proceeded down to his friend's car. They had my son's license in his possession for about 10 minutes, gave it back to him, told him he was taken, he was getting penalty points and a fine. Me being the mother that I am, I was like, "You must have done something wrong." He was like, "Ma'am, I didn't do anything. They just came out of nowhere. They indicated and they just came out."
Do you believe him when he said he didn't do anything?
Well, he does, because my younger son was in the car and I asked him as well, and he relayed the exact same incident that happened back to me himself. So what had happened was then, me being the mother that I am, I said, "Well, do you know what you can do? You can take that as a punishment. Don't be seen driving your car with any of your friends' sons back or side to you. You were a target there." So we paid the penalty, took the penalty points and paid the fine. And I said, "You can put it behind you now." So that child to this day won't go anywhere with his friends in the car. They let him follow. He'd say, "Wherever we're going, I'll follow you in 10 minutes. Because he's terrified. So that was grand. He paid his fine and he put it behind him. That was in the October, the November. The February, and I got a registered letter for the child in the door, a summons to court, that he had failed to produce license and they were doing him for no production, which came with three summonses. So if you fail to produce the three others, they do you for no tax, no insurance and failure to produce your license. So the influence was in an office day over. He had a court date and he had to go to court. Now the only reason why my son got that thrown out of court was because thankfully when I got the fine, I, for some reason or another, I took a picture of that fine, and when I looked back at the fine and when I looked at the summons, his middle name was on the fine and the summons. And he doesn't use anything with his middle name apart from his license. The car is registered in his first name and his second name. His tax, his insurance, everything is in his first and second name. And the only piece of document that child has that has his middle name on it is his license, which he assured me 100% on the day that he had his license on. And my younger son told me the same, that the guard took his license. So the guard brought him to court and it was thrown out, thank God. He didn't.
But still, not an awful waste.
But the torment that child was put under for them weeks, you would not believe the stress that he was under over that.
And how does he still drive around, or how does he feel now after
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he's still like that. He has his car. He never had any more incidents again since from that, because he won't go anywhere with his friends. Anytime he needs to go somewhere, he just tells his friends, he follows him. He won't go around with people in the car with him. He has a girlfriend now. He goes around with her in the car, all right. But
sure, yeah.
He won't get in the car with any of his friends around because he's afraid he's going to be targeted.
And what someone is suggesting here, and I'm only after thinking of this now myself, it's a great idea. Why didn't he get a dash cam or put a...
That's actually exactly what I said. You're getting a dash cam now.
Yeah, dash cams are great.
Yeah,
every car...
Every car
should have a dash cam for your own sake. Not only for situations like that, but also people... There was a thing that was going on a few years ago where people were deliberately walking out in front of cars to get claims out of it. Literally jumping on top of your bonnet.
I tried to get in touch with the guard, the same thing as that lady said previous, to try and sort it out. And the guard even said to me, he's not a minor, he's a child, he's an adult. Yeah, you can't speak for him. I was like, well, can you get the guard to ring me? I made about 5 to 6 phone calls to between Naas Garda Station and Clane Garda Station. Until the date that child was in court, nobody returned any of my calls.
Well, that's very wrong. That's very wrong. Thank you for sharing your story with me, Serena. Let me go to Derek. Actually, they stay there for a second, Serena. You might want to hear what Derek has to say. How are you, Derek? Hello, Derek. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are things? Is he there? Let me see. No, Derek is gone, actually, if we can get him back, please. Let me go to Adam. How are you, Adam?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Now, you believe there's attitude issues here, is there? And it's from some of the Gardaí.
Look, ultimately, they have a job to do, which is to enforce road safety and try and reduce vehicle crime.
Of course they have, yeah.
We understand, and it's a valuable thing that we need in society. And I understand they have to profile in some sense. If you've got a young lad, or a young girl for that matter, driving round in a 30,000, 40,000 euro car, they are going to draw attention. But surely, the purpose of, if you're going to stop them, the purpose of stopping them for a routine stop is simply to check, are they insured? Are they driving the car either that they own or with consent? Is it taxed? Is it NCT'd? Surely the easy way, given the fact that there's so much disrespect growing around police forces, Gardaí, surely the easy way of doing it is to stop the car and actually be polite to people and say, listen, mate, it's just a quick check. Have you got your license? Have you got your insurance? Instead of this, what are you doing? Where are you going? Is it your car? Just speak to people nicely.
But we don't know if that, we don't know if that's happening in every instance. And by the way,
every incident, but in a lot of incidents, that does happen.
Yeah, but coming from the other side of things, I've seen plenty of videos of Junkers giving lip to the Gardaí as well when they're pulled over.
I completely agree. There is a lot of that happens. But ultimately, the person that has been stopped is the one that's been inconvenienced.
Yes.
Surely, just if you start your initial interaction in a polite manner instead of this authoritative, demanding manner, surely if it then escalates, fair enough, go full on them. But people have to have respect for each other, and it seems to be a one-way street with Gardaí, police in the UK and police all over the world. They seem to feel that they have the right to just stop whoever they want, for whatever reason, and searching a 12-year-old, like that lady said. Absolutely.
That's wrong. That's very, very wrong. It really is, yeah.
Like, that shows the attitude of that in particular person. Why he felt it was appropriate to search a 12-year-old.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. Even if you had just cause to do it, which I don't even know if they did, that is very, very, very wrong. But do you think there's this, that, you know, young people, if they're buying cars, that they need to be more aware of this and not buy the big high-performance cars?
Look, I think it's always been an issue that if you're having a nice car with young, you are going to draw attention. I think one of the things that we have to be aware of as well is, like, it's easy saying, oh, they've got a Golf, they've bought a new Golf. Is it a Golf, a standard Golf? Or is it part of the ever-growing car scene where it's had modifications done? Because that is automatically going to raise attention of the guards, because there's every chance that you've voided your insurance. And that's what they look for, silly little things.
Of course, it is a little thing. Stay there for a second, please, Adam, because I want to go to Derek, because you don't have much time. How are you, Derek?
How's it going?
Grant, you're back on now. What do you want to say about this?
And I would just think it's hilarious that all the mothers think their sons are up and out and go, they're little angels and stuff. My own mother would have thought the same when I was 19, driving the car as well.
And what were you doing when you were 19 driving the car, can you tell me?
Well, you wouldn't be sticking to the rules of the road for one thing. And, you know, if there's a group that you all have cars, you are all messing, you know. You aren't just out cruising around, like, you know. I just think it's hilarious that all the mothers think their kids are just, you know, perfect and stuff, like, you know.
So do you think they're a bit naive then if they believe that they're... Yeah. I mean, you heard me asking all the mothers, you know.
Yeah, but come here, like, of course the mothers are going to say that they're not out driving the cars with the kids. Like, I was 19, we were all 19 once, we were all cruising around our cars. I used to get pulled by the guards all the time, but we were always, like, kind of messing and stuff. We weren't doing that and kind of illegal as such, but
what do you mean by messing then? What were you doing in the car?
One of the incidents there, the girl was saying the two boys in the car, one in front of the other, stuff like that, you know what I mean? One car will fly off, just messing, basically, you know.
But these things don't go on anymore, or do they? You know, the meets that they used to have where they'd have the modified cars and they'd meet in industrial estates and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, they still go on.
Do they still go on, do they?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
You don't see as many modified cars. Remember there used to be lads driving around with UV lights under their cars and all that, and big spoilers on the back of them. Is that still a thing, is it?
It is, to a certain extent, but they're too expensive to buy now, the cars.
So when you hear these stories, and you've heard lots of stories over the last half an hour of teenagers being pulled, searched, so on and so forth, you think sometimes there is justification for that?
Come here, not all the time. There is the guards that will be out there looking. But if you see a group of a car going down the road with five lads in it, what do you think they're doing? You know, five little youngsters, of course they're going to get pulled. You know, like, what did he say? He's driving an R32 Golf at 19 years of age.
Yeah.
And he's sticking to the speed limit and all. 2 litre turbo car.
That's a powerful car, all right, yeah.
It's not a chance. Like, come on.
But no, but maybe he is.
Yeah, all right then. I don't think he would be. Why would you buy a car like that to stick to the speed limit and stuff?
Because it's a nice car.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Why didn't he just buy a normal Golf then? Exact same car, looks the exact same.
But hang on, you should be able to. You should be able to drive whatever car. I should be able to drive a Porsche. No, I would love to. But I should be able to drive a Porsche tonight and not attract attention from the Gardaí.
Yeah, it depends on where you're driving the Porsche, though. Do you get what I mean? Like, his car, I'd say the revving engines, the two cars that were pulling in, We had the same incident before. One of my friends wasn't insured in the car. I was the car behind him. We seen the car, the Gardaí coming up behind us. So I put the boot down to overtake him because I was insured. The Gardaí pulled me, and the fella that wasn't insured in the car, he just drove off. So maybe there's stuff like that going on.
Let me go back to, who's on the other line? Stay there for a second, please, Derek. Let me go back to Adam. Is that a fair point that he's making, Adam?
Yeah, I think if you go back a few years, it was a more relevant point in one extent, because you've got to remember now, car insurance has become that expensive for young drivers. Most of these young drivers actually have the black boxes fitted, so they can't be speeding, because if they are, their insurance just gets cancelled.
Yeah, by the way, for people who don't know, this is when younger people sign up for car insurance. They get a box, which is a fascinating thing, the way it works and all that, but it monitors the speed. Is it only the speed that the box monitors, or does it monitor anything else?
No, it monitors the speed, the time of driving it. But the interesting thing that really changes people's insurance premiums is the fact that it monitors the manner of your acceleration and braking as well. So if, for example, you are racing away from traffic lights but staying within the speed limit, that is picked up by your black box.
So, in other words, they can't be behaving like this then, can they?
It won't physically turn the car off, but they'll soon realise when they come to pay their next month's premium that it's gone absolutely even more extortionate than it was. So it does have an impact.
And I just think it's very unfair, this assumption that people make that. And I'm not being naive. I know people, you know, when you put a powerful car in the hands of a 20-year-old, you know, some of them will put the boot down. But there shouldn't be an assumption that every single young driver that's driving a high performance car is doing it because they want to rally around housing estates and stuff like that.
No, I don't think it should be even. Let's be honest, if somebody put me or you in a Lamborghini, we are probably going to be tempted to put our foot down a little bit.
Oh, I'd love a go of a Lamborghini, yeah.
Yeah, that natural instinct, if you enjoy driving, is there regardless of whether you're 19 or 90, if you're putting in a powerful car. So it shouldn't be that it's being profiled based on that.
Thanks very much for your call, Adam. Let me go to, if you want to get in very quickly on this, we're running out of time rapidly, 087-188-0008. Let me go to Angela on line two. Angela, how are you? You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi, Jeremy. I'm actually taking a lot of offence in everything you're saying right now at the moment, because it's not just lads.
Really? Yeah, there's this presumption that it is always lads. You're a girl racer, yeah?
I was a girl racer.
Oh, you were, yeah.
Yeah. I've drove Civics, Celicas, Integras, you name it, I've driven.
Oh, God, remember the Celica car? That was a great car, the Toyota Celica.
I had lights in the car, I had bucket seats, I had spoilers, I had graphics on my car, everything. And I will say one thing, by God, those women are totally delusional.
Really?
Completely. And she thinks that her, do you know what I mean, her 12-year-old is going to sit there and rat on the brother and say, well, my brother was doing this, so that's why he got pulled. No way! A 12-year-old would never sit in that car again. The first thing he says is, don't tell mom.
But you have to, you know, but hang on, you have to take these mothers at face value. They're saying that they believe their kids.
No, they don't. I'm sorry, love. I bet your boys are absolutely lovely young fellas. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is, when it comes to boy racers with those cars, do not believe that they are not out and they are sticking to the speed limit, or they are not doing donuts, or they're not. I've done it. I've been there. But the biggest thing about this is, when you buy a car like that, and I am sorry, I was one, you are targeted straight away. The guards don't like you. They didn't like me. They don't like these kind of things because, as far as they're concerned, they are annoying little fellas. little poos.
Yeah.
And they're driving around, disturbing the peace, dangerous driving, the whole lot. It happens. It's going to happen for the rest of your life. But if you are pulled 10 times a day inside in one of those cars, you nod, you smile, and you agree. Yes, guard. No, guard. Yeah, no, there's my license. Yeah, there's my tax. No, sorry about that. Didn't know about that. That's fine. You know, don't go crying to mommy that, you know, the guard did this to me. If you're afraid.
No, I'd be annoyed if my 18 or 19 year old was coming home and telling me that every time he was out driving he was getting stopped. Now, what I would do is I'd go out one of the nights and follow him without him knowing and see exactly what he is up to.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you do, and then you'll see. But not only that, Jeremy. My whole thing is, and I have always been like this. When I was driving in that car, I have nothing to hide. I got pulled over all the time.
And what were you driving? Was it the Celica, which was a lovely car back in the day?
Yeah, I had a Celica, my Civic. I did GT twin cam 20 valve saloon Corolla. That was the big one I was pulled in. My Civic, because I had dragons and graphics all over it with lights underneath it and spoiler and everything. And I would get pulled in. And it would be, first of all, because it had tinted windows. Oh, it's a girl. Yeah.
Oh, you remember the tinted windows. Are they still banned? I know they were banned.
No, they're not. If they're factory made,
yeah,
they're not.
Yeah, my car has tinted windows in the back.
Does mine now.
Yeah, so stop the sun coming in on the kids and stuff like that.
But the thing is, they go, is this the boyfriend's car? No, it's my car. Okay, so what are you doing? We heard you driving up at speed up that road, blah, blah, blah. Sorry, foot slipped. And then that's fine. Get out of the car. We think you have drugs in the car. Fine, search my car.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to. Why should you have to put up with that, though?
Jeremy? What's wrong? Because, do you know what?
Because the fact is, if I drive home from work tonight, in fact, I have never, my car, I'm driving whatever, I can't remember how many years I'm driving, over 20 years. I've never had my car searched. Why?
Because you're driving something like a Nissan Micra.
Okay, that's okay. And that's where we leave the call. Thanks very much, Angela. I have never owned, not that Nissan Micras aren't a nice car, but I have never personally owned one. Now, Julie, you believe you shouldn't have to change the car, even if you're getting the hassle.
No, the fact is this, like herself, I would drive anything with an engine in it. And I have through the years. I used to get Jap imports, the group of people that we all hung around together. The amount of money that we put into the cars, we weren't drinking or taking drugs or anything else. We'd all get together. We didn't do silly stuff on the roads. And that's what infuriates me. I have a license. I can drive basically any vehicle. I've done all my tests and all the rest of it. And there are, yes, like any generation, there are a handful of youngsters out there that would act the maggot and whatever else. But you can't tar everybody with the same brush. It's not just boys. There's girls out there as well. And they love their cars. You know what I mean? And they put that much money in. If you've got a 19, 20-year-old young fella, like, if he's putting in that much money into buying a car like that, which is a lovely car, don't get me wrong, he's not going to be flying around the streets because it's going to cost him a fortune should he prang into something or anything else. Do you know what I mean? And yes, unfortunately, because there are a few out there that do act a maggot, when the guards see a young fella or a young one in a car like that, they're thinking, that car's at least 30, 40 grand. How are they, like, because they probably have a young face, you know, baby face, whatever, behind the wheel. But they shouldn't be getting stopped on a regular basis just because of that. You know?
Okay, well, let me put this question to you from Sarah. And she says, the guards are the ones that have to knock on the doors of the parents telling them that their child is dead. And they're also the first to the scene. Now, as someone who has friends who are guards, I can tell you some of the stuff they've witnessed. I don't know how they sleep at night, some of the horrific scenes.
I'm one of the people that comes to the scene and has to scrape people up off the motorbikes on the road and all the rest of it in the ambulance.
Yeah.
So I know exactly what it's like. And I do understand that. And, it, you know, but the thing is this, though. Not all young people misbehave like that. And be it a lad or a girl, because girls are big into it. There's a group I know regular. They meet in a particular petrol station. The guards are well aware of it. And they meet up with all their little cars. They have golfs, souped up golfs. They have Subarus or whatever else. They meet there. They drink coffee. They just basically are socialising. They're looking at the cars. They're looking at the engines. They try to get different rallies to go to, because it's very hard due to insurance purposes. Mondello Park is even finding it hard to have motorbike races out down in Kildare there any longer because of insurance. And the fact is, not all youngsters are like that. That's my point.
No, and literally what we're talking about here, I'm sorry for cutting across here, but we're talking about profiling here. That's what's going on, that people are being profiled because of their age. Very quickly, Samantha, sorry for holding you for so long. I'll just get a quick point from you. Samantha, you're talking about the driving in Cork. What's going on?
Yeah, no, I was coming off one of the roundabouts onto the moor.
Hello? You broke up there. Say that again.
Sorry. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was coming off one of the roundabouts onto the motorway. And these two beautiful cars came up beside me, young lads inside them. And I just knew myself they're going to tear off. And I'd say they weren't a split second onto the motorway. And they were gone.
Gone.
I mean, I actually couldn't see them within about 5 seconds. Like, they were gone. And they were just, from what I saw in the 5 seconds, zigzagging out of lane, you know.
Yeah, but you would concede that that's not all young drivers.
It's not all young drivers. And I have to say myself, I was pulled over before. I was the last in a line of traffic coming out of a town. And everyone was lifting road. And I was far behind enough, so they were obviously going faster than me, but it was one of my first cars and it was all done up and nice and lovely, and I was pulled over out of all these cars that were tearing it up the road, and I'd say I was about 5 kilometres over the speed limit. No, I shouldn't have been.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.